Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Public health, the food safety story now. 16 people dead. It's being called the deadliest outbreak of food-related illness in the United States in more than a decade. A listeria contamination traced to a farm in Colorado, which ships cantaloupes to 25 states. The majority of the outbreak's victims have been elderly, since they're more susceptible to listeria's effects. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, listeria, what is the danger? How would it get into cantaloupes? And why does it kill? And these 16 people, mostly elderly, why are they vulnerable?
Well, first of all, listeria is a bacteria that has been associated with foodborne outbreaks in the past. It's one that actually is different than the kind you think of with E. coli and Salmonella, in that it doesn't affect everyone who eats it. It's more likely to affect the older population, those who are pregnant, who have a fetus who can become infected, or those who have immune-competent system problems where they basically can't fight the bacteria off. This one gets into the bloodstream for those people whose systems are not able to handle it, and when that happens, the outcomes often can be very serious.
And is there a countermeasure if you are, dying to have a cantaloupe this morning? I mean, is it a simple matter of washing, or is the listeria somehow inside the fruit?
At this point, we don't really know. We know that there have been 10 outbreaks in the past with cantaloupes, where seven of those were caused by Salmonella, three by norovirus that we've documented. And in each of those, the contamination did occur in the outside of the rind. It got into the slightly into the meat, and particularly when you take a knife through it and cut through the melon, it takes it in there. Will washing remove all that? We're not sure. The most important thing right now is to not eat melons that may be from this source, Jensen Farms in southeastern Colorado. For many of these melons, they will have a label on them, Colorado Grown or Sweet Rocky Ford's melons. They may say Jensen Farms on them. And because in the produce industry like this, you can't trace all this product back. It gets mixed and matched at certain market areas. It's unclear. You noted in the top of the story that it's been sent to 25 states, and we already have cases from 28 states.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that we know that there was secondary shipment of this product. So the most important thing for consumers to look at today is ask the supplier, do they know what the source is, and could these be the Colorado melons? There are a lot of other melons on the market right now that are not from Colorado that would be safe. So this is really where the consumer just has to get more information.
Dr. Osterholm, here's a consumer question. Are these bad foods most likely resulting from the lack of inspection at the farm site or companies cutting costs? Where along the line are they picking up these germs, or did this happen often before and we just didn't know about it?
Well, this is the first time we've ever had a melon outbreak associated with listeria, and because this comes from an animal source, it's unclear how the contamination might have got on the melons, on the equipment, whatever, and this investigation is looking directly at that very fact right now.
It's Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, explaining the details and the safety countermeasures that people can take to deal with this listeria outbreak that's already killed 16 people, a contamination that has extended to 28 states. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
And also thanks to our listener, Johnny, in Detroit, who had that great question for the doctor.